This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I just want to remind you, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We just have to start putting in the real work. Real work. Not the high-profile stuff. Not the sexy stuff. Real work. The communists didn't get to a place where they have DAs. District attorney is a major position, hugely powerful. They didn't get to the position in this country where they can have their DAs just flat out lock up anyone they want for nothing and turn anyone loose for nothing. They didn't get that way overnight. I used this analogy on Friday. I'm going to use it again because I'm trying to explain something to you. And another reason I'm trying to explain this to you is this is happening as we speak, I believe, in New York City. This might have been a couple hours ago. I'm watching a video right now of Trump supporters, patriots in New York City, showing up, protesting. And you know what the communists are doing? Taking those air horns and running up to them and sticking it right in their faces and blaring it. I know you love Trump and I know you love your country. And those are good things, good things. You are a lamb walking into the lion's den against professional agitators who've been doing this forever. And because they've been doing it forever, they've seized all the positions of power in a place like New York City. They own the power structure. What are you doing? Get out. They're even warning you. They're going to bust you, and they're not going to bust them. And you could say, that's not constitutional. They don't give a crap.
Maybe some rabble-rousers thinking about coming to our city tomorrow. Our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger. We are the safest large city in America because we respect the rule of law in New York City. And although we have no specific threats, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is known to spread misinformation and hate speech, she stated she's coming to town. While you're in town, be on your best behavior. As always, we will not allow violence or vandalism of any kind.
Yeah, we got it. Mike Tyson. You saw the boxing matches. You saw the street animals, the communist street animals out there doing whatever they want, whenever they wanted. You saw Mike Tyson box, and now you thought, wow, that looks awesome. That looks sweet. I'm going to get in the ring. I'm going to fight Mike. But Mike, for years, has been putting in road work, running, sparring, fighting, push-ups, weights, running, sparring, fighting, push-ups, weights, running, sparring, fighting, push-ups, weights. While you were doing none of that, while I was doing none of that, you see the final product now of years and years and years and years and years of work. And you want to just, you want to get in because, and I know the motivation is good. I want to save my country. I'm going to save Trump. I'm going to stop this injustice. Yeah, but you're not ready to fight. And if you go fight, you're going to get hurt bad. Really, really bad. And when something terrible happens, either tonight or tomorrow, and oh, please, Lord, let me be wrong, but when something terrible happens there, and another patriot goes to Rikers Island, and his life is ruined, his life is over. Man, I've got to be honest. I'm not going to have the same sympathy that I've had for January 6th protesters. January 6th protesters didn't understand fully what their government was doing, how weaponized the government has become against them, how much of a setup it all was. Brother, if you roll into New York City tomorrow and you get your butt sent to Rikers Island, don't email me, please. I love when the January 6th people email me. It blesses me. I love that they listen. We are praying for all of you. If you go to New York City tomorrow and you get busted, don't email my show. Chris, if anyone does, I want you to block their email address and I don't want you to print it. I'm serious. I don't want you to give it to me. I'm out of sympathy now. We have 2 years now of discussions on this show, of great reporting by people like my friend Julie Kelly about the dirty things the FBI, the Capitol Police, the government is doing right now against people on the right. If you're going to ignore that and go walk into the lion's den again, don't email my show. I don't want to hear from you. I don't care anymore. We got to wake up and be smart. We have real work to put in locally, man. These communists are so comfortable on your school board because they think you're never going to show up. You're never going to run. You're never going to help someone else run. You're never going to run for city council. You're never going to help someone else run for city council. But if you do, that's where the power is. Do that for years. That's your training. That's our push-ups. That's our sparring. Maybe decades from now, we'll be able to do the things that they get to do. Now, we're not trained and we're not ready. Wake up, all right? They're telling you. They're telling you. They're excited for you to show up. Like lambs to the slaughter, man. Stay out. Stay out. Bonnie, Portland, go.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for taking the place of Rush. If anyone can, you're doing a tremendous job. Every single time I try to listen to you, somebody calls or comes to my door, and I just lose it. And, no, what you say and how you say it is unique, very special. And I missed about the dollar, but I already know what you're saying is right. And when you confirm it, I go, whoa, I wasn't wrong. It's scary. But well, I kind of missed it about the dollar, but I know that is coming about.
Well, here's what's happening with the dollar. And honestly, thank you for your kind words. I ain't no rush, but thank you for your kind words. The problem for the dollar is that we've never that we can't possibly understand as Americans is because it's always been our reserve currency and it's always ever all we've ever known. The dollar's always been so solid that it's been the world's trade. It's how the world trades. It's how they trade goods. And that's just how it's always been. That the fact that the world relies on it has actually given us freedom to abuse it in ways we would never have the freedom to abuse it if that wasn't the case. Printing $5-7 trillion is insane. But we can do things like that because it's the world's reserve currency. Passing these huge bills over and over and over and over and over again with no way to pay them back is insane. But you can pull that off when the rest of the world is using your dollar to buy and sell goods. All right? If that goes away, and it's not going to go away tomorrow, I need to stress this. But there is a focused plan by the other major nations in the world to make that go away. When they are successful, when they are finally successful in doing so, we are going to see drastic changes in the way this nation spends money and the way we do things. And for a nation that's used to maxing out the credit card every single month, those changes are going to end up, they're going to result in riots in the streets. That's what's going to happen when the government, I already told you about Social Security running out earlier and things like that. We don't consider these things that are coming. We don't consider them to be possible because they haven't ever happened yet. I understand people having a hard time with things because they haven't actually happened yet. Trees don't grow to the sky though. Late stage republics will eventually come apart. They just got too soft and too apathetic. I'm going to get to the rest of these. 877-377-4373. A black DEI director is canceled by DEI. Now, I'm not going to go into the details of this person. Actually seems like a decent person, but just do keep in mind if you want to put a smile on your face about something, about anything right now. Remember, if these people are successful in totally ruining us, and I'm not saying they will be, I don't think they will be, but if they are ever actually successful in totally ruining us, they're all going to get eaten too. Remember that. Remember the Great Terror, Stalin's Great Terror. You know who he was killing? Communists. Pol Pot. You know the story by now. 22 members of Pol Pot's Communist Central Committee when he took over. After a year, 18 of them dead. So when DEI directors start getting fired by DEI, just know that's only the beginning. This monster doesn't stop eating.
never stops eating. Ever, 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 ever. All right. The Chinese spy balloon. Some loser is running for president on the GOP ticket. And I'll get to these phone calls in just a moment. Sounds like somebody actually needs me. This one looks actually really important. I will get to that in a second, Sandy. Before I get to that, let me do this. So what do you do with your money right now? You go hide it in a mayonnaise jar? Well, what good does that do to you if they're destroying the value of the dollar? What do you do? What do? We have to do something. We all want to retire someday. What do you do? Remember, things you can touch and feel. Touch and feel. How many real estate experts, how many finance experts, how many stock market experts have I had on this show tell you time and time again, things you can touch and feel? Real estate, man. Real estate. Real estate isn't subject to the bubble bursting. Does it go up and down? Of course it does. But that home you buy always has tremendous value. Jesse, I don't know what to buy. I wouldn't know where to begin. Oh, I wouldn't either. I'm not some expert. I don't know. I had to go find one for all of us. Done for you real estate. I had to find one. It took me forever to find one that shares our values and has such a long record of success. Done for you real estate not only does everything for you, they get the financing, they manage the closing. Shoot, they manage the rental process. They share our values. These are our people. You want to know where to put your money right now? Get it out of the mayonnaise jar. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and they'll help you. Doneforyoujesse.com. All right? We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to this idiot that's running for president now in the Chinese balloon. I do want to take this one really quickly, though. Sandy, go.
Hi. I just want to say that I'm married to a veteran, and it's like I can't talk about the people that are running in the country and what they're doing. He gets really upset, so I feel like I'm doing this battle on my own. But he is into buying gold and everything. So I don't know. And plus, I'm in a blue state, and we're trying to saddle up a family member's estate, and there's real estate to sell and household items, and I don't want to get caught here if stuff hits the fan.
Yeah, look, do what you can. It's easy for someone to say, just pack up and move. I tell you to do it because I've done it. I know what it's like. I moved across the country without a job. I know what it's like, but it's not easy. It's very hard. But I, on the vet thing, I'm getting upset. The veteran friends I talk to, the text messages we share back and forth and the phone calls we share back and forth, I'll tell you, they've been really, really hard for the past few years, because you want to talk about people who were extra disheartened. And I know there are a lot of vets listening to the sound of my voice right now who feel the same way. There's some of the most heartbreaking emails I get. Some of them I can't even read on the air. But when you love something so much that you would die for it, and that something turns into something that you don't recognize, that's a really, really hard thing. And you veterans out there who get yourselves in that funk, I get myself in that funk, so you should know you're not alone. Just know that you should reach out to somebody if you're feeling low, okay? You should reach out to someone if you're feeling low, if you're feeling extra low. Don't reach out for the bottle. Reach out to somebody. Reach out, get some help if you're feeling low. Life goes on. Even if all this stuff burns down around us, you're not done yet. You're not near done living yet. You got a whole lot of life left, okay? All right, 877-377-4373. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says, I'm going to run for president of the United States of America. Now, I'm not going to dedicate more than 30 seconds to this, because this is another pathetic idiot who has no chance. He is the ultimate low-T GOP. No chance to win whatsoever, and that's a good thing. I will just say, reminder, your brand, when you're in the public eye, the size of your brand, it's how you make money. It's everything to you. If me, Jesse Kelly, if 50 people know who I am, okay, that's one thing. If 50,000 know who I am, well, that's an increased brand. Now, what if I was to do something like write a book? Write a book about the history of... What, Chris? You don't even know what I'm going to say. What if I was going to do something like write a book about the history of communism and how it relates to communism in America today and what to do to fight back? And what if I was to tell everybody to go pre-order that book at jessekellybook.com? Well, how many more books do I sell if 50,000 people know who I am versus 50 people? How many more job opportunities do I have? What if Premier fired me tomorrow? Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. But what if Premier fired me tomorrow and 50 people knew who I was? Who knew who I was? Or Premier fired me tomorrow and 100,000 people knew who I was? How many more job opportunities do I get? These losers who have no chance run for president, because it doesn't really take that much effort. You fly around the country first class, unless you're being filmed, then you ride in coach like you're one of the normal people. You go schmooze some donors, wine and dine. You end up getting on the debate stage. Now you're on the international debate stage, not just national, international debate stage with everybody watching you. So losers like Asa Hutchinson run for president because it's good for their brand. That's why all these also-rans do stupid things like that. Late-stage republic. How do you know we're in a late-stage republic? Well, headline. Chinese balloon gathered sensitive intel from U.S. military sites. The Chinese spy balloon that went from the Pacific to the Atlantic, not only did it fly over military sites, the United States of America, president, generals, DOD, everybody, they let a Chinese spy balloon do figure eights over our military sites, and they let it get clear to the Atlantic Ocean, gathering intel and sending it to the Chinese before they shot it down. How can you tell you're in a late stage republic? Brother, Bill Clinton wouldn't have allowed that to happen. Not in a million years would Bill Clinton have allowed that to happen. And the Clintons are as dirty as they come. All you would have had to do is tell him, hey, that Chinese spy balloon has information that might lead to your arrest. And that thing would have been shot down immediately. But we are in such a bad state now as a country. As I mentioned when the balloon was going overhead, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs to the president himself, they look up and they see the Chinese are collecting data on us. And you get so angry because the patriotism inside of you says, no, that's not right. They shouldn't be allowed to do this. We have to stop it. But the president doesn't look up and feel that at all. Neither does the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. When you get to that place in the world, you're in some serious daggone trouble. All right. But like I said, tons of this place can and will be preserved. 877-377-4373. We'll get back to these in a minute. Before we get to these, we are only going to preserve it if we're strong enough, because we do have a long road to hoe. And when you start running for school board, when you start running for city council, locally, you're going to catch all kinds of spicy heat for it, because these little vicious communists are used to just being nasty to you and you bowing out because you're so polite. Make sure your T levels are high enough to handle it, fellas. Ladies, make sure you're on a male or on a female vitality stack. Don't take the male one. Take a female vitality stack, ladies. Let's make sure we're getting the vitamins, minerals we need. Natural herbal supplements. Natural. No more Pfizer. No more Big Pharma. Natural. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. Get a subscription because you don't want to pay full price like a chump. Nobody pays full price when you don't have to. Chris would have the big one if you paid full price. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I have been lazy and pathetic tonight when it comes to getting to any of the emails, which I'll get to in a moment. We'll get back to these calls in a second. 877-377-4373. Hello, judicious Jesse and Chris. I recently heard Clay and Buck calling themselves major history buffs on their show. Knowing you're friends with them, do you get together for history discussions? If yes, that would be a podcast I would love to hear. Though I'm sure your wealth of knowledge is superior.
fighting commies every day. Her name is Angela. I don't think I would say my knowledge of history is superior. Maybe to Clay's. Clay's kind of a meathead. Probably Buck's is superior to all of us. Buck is such a nerd. He's just such an unbelievable, intelligent nerd. I think Buck's IQ is like 9,000. And a lot of our conversation is making fun of him for that. I want everyone to know he's actually has, believe it or not, more brains than hair. And he has an unbelievable amount of hair. Knowledge for knowledge, Buck. I would say probably Buck. Jesse just learned about a drag show was hosted on our campus last night by the Young Democrat Socialist of America in response to Tennessee, so on and so forth. This took place at East Tennessee State University. I'm not going to go into the rest of this trying to protect some names and things like that in here. This is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about putting in the work. Putting in the work. We're talking about going to New York City for a protest that won't accomplish anything when our reddest states, our best states, dude, Tennessee's sick and it's red and it's awesome. I just love it. Our reddest states can't seem to clean this filth up. We've got to do our own work at home. My backyard needs mowed. I'm not going to stress the neighbor's yard right now. My backyard needs mowed. We have got to clean up our own houses first. We don't want to do the work, though, because it's not sexy, is it? It's not presidency. It's not flashy. It's not your name in lights. Oh, city council. How boring. Communist doesn't think they're boring. As we speak, he's gearing up for his city council race. You know what he's going to do the second he wins? Don't worry, there'll be a super low voter turnout. So it's just a matter of who puts in any effort at all. But when we put in no effort, and he puts in tons of effort, he's going to walk into the city council in your red town. And before you know it, there'll be a drag show at your public library with all the kids involved. And you'll all be looking around saying, what are we doing? How did this happen here? He put in the work. He put in the work. Peter, Denver, go.
Jesse, kudos to the guy who's playing your bumper music or whoever is doing a good job. And I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Reagan-Trump Republican, and I agree with you 100%. If you go anywhere in New York City, you're out of your mind. January 6th, people think that the Capitol Police and the D.C. justice system is bad. Ooh. Wait till you get to New York where BLM and Antifa own the streets. You could be standing there with a Trump hat on. They'll kick your ass and then throw you in jail. And Rikers Island is one place you don't want to be. Keep away. Don't fall for there. They're trying to trick you into going over there. Just keep away. If you go there.
That's 100% right. They're dying for you to go. They're so excited about your protest. They've been prepping for it since they announced the indictment. The FBI has. Do you know how many FBI meetings they've had? Laughing. You know they're already laughing about the text messages you're exchanging with your, quote, patriot friends, because in that group text is a federal informant. You excited to have those text messages read aloud in front of a jury of 12 New York communists? Because they're going to be. Might want to watch the spicy language in there, because maybe your wife and kids will be in the courtroom when they're reading your text messages aloud. Jesse, not me. I've known these guys for years. Oh, no. The FBI busted your buddy some time ago and made him turn into a rat on you to avoid jail time. And he did it. He did it. It's a very human thing to do. He did it. Most people do. They're reading all your text messages now. The second you walk into New York City. Chris, you know what I want you to do, actually? That segment we've played, the very old segment of Tucker's. It's ancient. Chris and I played for these. By the way, comments on the bumper music. I wish I could take credit. That's all Chris and Michael. But we've played this segment for you a very, very, very long time ago. It was an old, old, old segment Tucker did where a guy goes to, he gets his cell phone and he drives around DC, does a few things. I'm paraphrasing it, but he goes through all the data that your cell phone is tracking on you. And I've even seen people be like, oh, just leave my cell phone back. I'll turn my phone off. Brother, come on, please. Your cell phone is a tracking device. It's a spying device. The second you waltz into New York City with your Trump hat on, They're going to know everything about you. And they'll bring all this up at your trial, too, by the way, when they frame you like the last one. You have a, it's Brett Larson is his name, Chris? Play it. Here's Brett Larson on Tucker.
We know that Google is tracking us. We agree to it when we set up our phones. So we wanted to figure out what exactly Google is learning about us throughout the day. So here's what we're going to do. We have two identical phones. The only difference between these two phones is this one is in airplane mode. Both of the phones lack a SIM card, and they haven't been set up to access any Wi-Fi networks. So for all intents and purposes, these phones have no connection to a data network. We're going to keep them with us throughout the day. And while I travel around D.C., we're going to figure out just what Google is finding out about me.
To run our test, we had to do more than walk the block. So we took a tour around our nation's capital. First, due north to the Children's National Medical Center Hospital, then west to St. Albans School and the National Cathedral. Our tour around town was a 14-mile journey that lasted more than an hour. The entire time, the phones had no access to the internet, not a Wi-Fi connection, and not any cellular data service. Google's business model is simple. Collect data on its users and then use that data to sell targeted ads. It's a business model called surveillance capitalism. But does that critical data collection work even when your phones aren't connected?
So we're back here at our Fox Bureau in DC, and we've got both of our phones exactly how we left with them. So let's find out what they know. This is our man-in-the-middle device. It's basically a Wi-Fi network that these phones are going to connect to once we turn their Wi-Fi on. It's going to pass data through it on the way to Google. But on the way, we're actually going to get a copy of the same data that Google's going to get. We'll be able to decrypt it and then find out where we've been throughout the day.
Within minutes, the numbers rolled in. The phone that wasn't on airplane mode registered more than 100 locations, 130 activities, and even 152 barometric readings. As soon as it hooked up to our Wi-Fi, it transmitted 300 kilobytes of data straight to Google. The phone even logged our exact locations, tracking us all around town, the Capitol, the hospital, the school, and the cathedral. The metadata has a time log down to the very second, tracking everything when they think that you're walking, riding, and yes, even getting out of the car. The phone with airplane mode activated actually logged more locations and activities than the other phone, and it also transferred hundreds of kilobytes of data to Google as soon as it was activated. Through complicated user agreements and free software, Google gets users to sign away their privacy.
That's what Google has. What do you think the NSA has? The FBI? The NYPD. Wake up. Let's be smart. All right? All right. We're going to get to a couple more of these calls. Then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to. Then we're going to check out of here. First, we're going to take care of our dogs because our dogs love us unconditionally. And in return, we should at least make sure they get some real nutrition. And there's no nutrition in the dog food. I've told you this before. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, he's Green Beret, who started Rough Greens. He was walking through the dog food plant where they make the dog food and tried to give some dog food to his dog. His dog wouldn't touch the dog food. And he turned to the people and said, why? What's wrong with this? They said, oh, it's all dead. We have to kill everything in it. We have to spray it with something at the end to make sure your dog will even eat it. Dogs eat their own, well, throw up, and they won't eat dog food without spraying it with lard. There's nothing nutritional in your dog's food. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. Dogs love it. Fred just scarfs it up. We give it to him twice a day, breakfast and dinner. Probiotics, vitamins, minerals, omega oils, antioxidants. It's all natural. You want a dog that lives longer and lives healthier longer? Who doesn't want that? Rough Greens. They've got a free jumpstart trial bag. Give it to your dog. You tell me you see a difference in your dog. You will. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Did you see the headline from Breitbart? Pandemic weight gains drive 10,000 U.S. Army soldiers into obesity. We really took our youngest and fittest people in this society and we had them sit around like tubbies and put masks on and jeez. All right, let's get to this one real quick. Chris, Massachusetts, go.
Jesse, I'm no serviceman, But if a serviceman is honorably discharged and told that he can't reenlist due to mental health problems, why is there no aftercare?
Well, because the VA sucks. I don't have a better way to put it. The VA doesn't take care of our veterans. It hasn't taken care of our veterans for a long time. I have many, many vet friends who've sought care from the VA. I myself sought care from the VA for some stomach problems I was having when I got back from Iraq. And it was so bad, my old man stepped in and took me to a different hospital. It was just, look, the VA is awful. It's government health care. It's awful. Any veteran will tell you the VA basically sucks. Did you see Joe Manchin with the buyer's remorse about signing on to the Inflation Reduction Act because it's going to cost him his Senate seat in West Virginia, and it should?
What we agreed on, the president and I agreed on, that what this bill would do, it would give us energy security. It would bring manufacturing back to America as quickly as possible. We would not be relying on foreign supply chain such as China to run our transportation mode. We talked about all of that. We would pay down debt for the first time in 20 years. We talked about all of that. We agreed exactly that's what it should do. And now to have different parts of his administration basically administering it and writing rules and regulation that are totally foreign to what we did is wrong. And I'm going to fight that. You need to speak truth to power, but basically hold people accountable.
Right.
And I'm hopeful that the president will step forward and tell his administration, we will follow the law. We will do what the bill was intended to do.
Joe Manchin needs to lose his Senate seat because he's either an evil liar when he says he didn't know what this thing actually did, or he's so stupid that he should wear a snorkel when he eats soup. That's just the bottom line. Joe Manchin can no longer be a United States senator. I don't know whether he's evil. I don't know whether he's stupid. But I know it's one of those two things, and therefore you can't be the senator. Who's he think he is, John Fetterman?
At 53 in politics, that's a young man. Can you have aspirations? Can you serve beyond the...
That was her question. Here was his response. Have you practiced with your Mantis X system yet? It's fun, isn't it? It's actually fun for the family, isn't it? You see, when you practice, you watch yourself getting better. And sometimes that can be hard at the range, seeing, are you getting better? Am I getting a little better? What I love about Mantis X is dry fire practice, even the professional shooters, it's 90% of their practice, dry fire. But it's keeping my score, and it's keeping track of how I'm doing. And you watch how fast you improve. You know, in 20 minutes, you'll be a better shooter than you were when you started. That's real. 20 minutes. Go to MantisX.com. You want to be good? Train like the pros train. It attaches to your weapon. You train in your home, in your office. I train in the studio here. I train for fun, even when I don't feel like practicing. It's just fun. It's fun for the family, wife, husband, kids, whatever. MantisX.com. All right? MantisX.com. Jesse, I'm reading the Gulag Archipelago currently. You're a history guy. Look up the religious persecution faced by the Soviet citizens if they failed to submit to government as a higher god. That's the first thing they do. They always go for the religious institutions of a nation. In the Soviet Union, it was the Orthodox Church. In China, it was the Buddhist temples. In America, it'll be the Christian Church. It's already here. It's already coming. We just had, what was it, 6-7 Christians executed by a tranny last week, and the White House on down has spent the week since then without a kind word for the Christian community, celebrating all this endless tranny stuff. This is what the government's response was to a tranny gunning down Christians because they were Christians.
Happy Transgender Day of Visibility. I am Admiral Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services. For the second year in a row, the transgender flag is flying above our department in Washington, D.C. And this is an affirmation of the administration's support for the transgender community and across the nation, as well as our support for evidence-based gender-affirming care.
Yeah, exactly.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
COVID vaccines are not needed for healthy kids and teens, says the World Health Organization. Okay, how many parents around the world, how many parents listening to the sound of my voice were told that they had to get this thing to protect their children? they were forced by the schools, or their kids couldn't go to athletics or band or even go back to school. How many parents, also listening to the sound of my voice, have watched their child's health deteriorate since then? Where do they go for justice? This is why I won't let the COVID stuff go. I'm not going to let lockdowns go, not for a day. I'm not going to let the endless vaccine push, not for a day. The people around the world, the civilians, the citizens around the world who have every right to expect that their systems, that their institutions will protect them and tell them the truth, and they were instead abused and lied to by their systems, where do they go for a reckoning? Where do they go for justice after this? No, I'm not going to let it go. CBS execs bar the word transgender from reports on the Nashville shooting. Well, yeah. They have to protect America's religion. They're not just going to toss America's religion under the bus. Here in the U.S. of gay, you know, as a media organization, you have to be as kind as humanly possible to the trans. Biden administration moving forward with light bulb bans in the coming weeks. All these people do is destroy everything that is good. That's all they do, is make your way of life my way of life worse. Banning the cars, banning the light bulbs, banning the gas stoves, banning domestic oil production. It's not just that the communist destroys, it's the speed with which he destroys and his commitment to it. And they'll just wreck everything and then run to the camera over and over and over and over again and tell you it's always for your better good or for equality. Conservative social media influencer Douglas McKay, or Mackey, I'm sorry, convicted of election interference. This guy posted a meme online and was just convicted of a crime, found guilty of a federal crime. Now, of course, he's a right winger. I don't know who this guy is. You understand how frightening that is? Because I know details about the case. It's not more complicated than that. He responded to Hillary Clinton, posted a meme online. He was brought up and convicted on federal charges. Now do you understand why Jesse tells you to get to a red state, and why I tell you red state GOPs to start getting a lot tougher when it comes to protecting your citizens from the feds? The future of this nation must be a coalition of red states standing up for their citizens. Has the White House even said the word Christian since the Nashville school shooting? This is a headline from Daily Wire. Well, no. They're focused on America's religion. They're not going to focus on a rebellious, heretical religion like Christianity. Pennsylvania schools to exclude parents from the child's gender transition plan. How much sympathy do you want me to have? Pennsylvania went to the polls. Oh, and they went to the polls a lot to vote for this guy as a senator. Pennsylvania, they've chosen their direction. And there's a sea of wonderful people in Pennsylvania. Get out, because things are looking rough. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow, okay? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.